When Jesus says in the gospel today that we are to say to the Lord, we are unprofitable servants, we have done what we were obliged to do, he is not just giving us an example of how to be humble. He is giving us a very important theological truth that is worthy of reflection, worthy of our understanding, and one that is, I think, sometimes overlooked or unappreciated in his church. And this theological understanding relates very much with that last line, we are unprofitable servants. And if you understand God and his divine attributes, and if you understand that he is infinitely good, he is perfection, then we can begin to understand this in a new light. For what does it mean to say that we are, or something is, unprofitable? If something is unprofitable, it is not making a profit. And oftentimes when we think about profit in our world today, we think of money. We think of, does it help make money for our employee or employer or the company? Is it profitable in that regard? But profit is not just about money. It is also about making life easier. It's maybe a simpler way of understanding being profitable. It is providing what is needed for life, to eat and to drink. It is providing those luxuries, perhaps, as well. Whatever makes life easier, whatever makes life better, whatever makes life good or happy. And if you understand it with that more general context, you can perhaps begin to see where this theological understanding comes in. Because if we look at God himself, who is perfection, who is infinitely good, the question is, what can we as his creatures, as the people he has created, do to make God's life better? And the answer is absolutely nothing. God is not lacking for anything. There is nothing that we could possibly do to make God better. And if there were, then that would not be God. That would be something else. God himself is perfection. He is perfect happiness. And our actions in this life, our actions in this world, will not change that. And indeed, part of that corollary of it is God, in his love for us, shares his life with us. And he gives us a share in his happiness, a share in existence, a share in that holiness that comes from him. And as he gives it, because he is infinitely good, he is not diminishing himself either. So when we say we are unprofitable, we are truly unprofitable. That God does not owe us anything because we have not given any profit to him. When you go to work and you work for your company, when you work for your employee or employer, you are saying in some ways that what you are doing, that work that you are doing, is helping the company, is helping make a profit. And because of that work, you are owed a wage. You are owed that support back from the company. It doesn't work that way with God. God owes us nothing. And so it is wrong for us to think that, oh, I lived a good life. I went to Mass all the time. Or I did whatever else, served in the soup kitchens. Or I gave to the poor. Or I was very kind to others. None of those things get you to heaven. None of those things make it so that you deserve heaven. We are unprofitable in that regards. But the other part of that passage is that we are servants. And what does it mean to be a servant? It's kind of laid out here in this passage and elsewhere in Scripture, but a servant is one who does the will of their master. So we may be unprofitable, but we are still servants, called to do the will of God, the will of the Lord. And if we do not do the will of God, then we are not servants. We are enemies. If we oppose the will of God, if we oppose his word or his command to us, if we live different from how he calls us to live, we are not servants, we are enemies. Unprofitable enemies, maybe, but still enemies. God calls us to be servants. And the reality of it is, when we are servants, when we do the will of God, it is not for God's benefit, it is for ours. And this is that understanding that is so important. That the things we do, carrying out the will of God, is simply what we are obliged to do if we want to live. And it's not anything special. It is not anything worthy of giving ourselves somehow that grace of eternal life. It is simply saying that this is what you are called to do if you want to live. And we should not boast in it, or we should not presume by it the gifts of heaven. Like, you don't praise somebody for saying, good job of breathing today, right? That's simply what we do to live. It's a good job of drinking water or eating food, because those are things that we know that we have to do to live. And if we don't do those things, we're not going to be living very long or living very well. And we will suffer and we will die. The same is true if we are not servants of the Lord. If we are not doing what is necessary for life, if we are not eating the body of Christ, if we are not breathing the Spirit, we will suffer and we will die. Today, as we reflect on this passage, we are to reflect upon God's goodness. We are to know that we should not presume that God owes us heaven. That's not how things work. But we are still to be servants. We are to live according to how he has made us, in union with him, in that holy life. Because if we don't, and we let that sin, that selfishness in, that is what destroys. And that is what leads us astray. And that is what causes death. But if we do live as servants, we are still members of God's household. And God desires, by the fact that he has created us, that he has loved us, to share that life with us. So let us turn to him today, reflecting on these theological realities. Remembering how he calls us to live and to avoid whatever would cause us to be his enemies, those things which would otherwise lead to death.